今的行程的去年被公龙经济给举办了啊呢今天拉面特别美好的中文能欣赏两百多的三百数字呀
So we'll begin with the homage to the perfection of wisdom, homage to unutterable, inconceivable, inexpressible, perfect in wisdom, unborn, unceasing essence of space, the field of self-aware gnosis, mother of past, present, and future Buddhas, homage to the perfection of wisdom, the blessed mother. So here, as per usual, we should set a proper kind of motivation for listening to the teachings of the three levels of motivation, ideally the highest, but in accordance with the what we have been taught.We should set a proper motivation for listening to these teachings.
Oh, yeah, that in Kasan Lanzo, that Kare, Jejato, the Kare is Nani, Mundo Jengi, that Sim Jibi Jukdu, any Tama Yangores, that Tamagi turned his word at Tama, so Tama Chuyore, that doing only Dubarangim or Domba, said the Trota, cups, drink cups of Miu Tembashila, Domba, to be Miu City.주바냠술렌디좀바다미유데템바시냠렌치에마도디마도요마레상쟁기동아강냠술렌바이나야템바시마도냠술리에강라요마레오템바시빵랑치에로냠렌오둥아당근중빵와자와당곱바다람냠술리에디니다냠렌디마도메연자미유템바시라돈바스주비미유주변냠렌치미유아다디시라돈바세다대시코르테레스야
So here, as far as the subject matter that we are talking about, we are in this ornament for clear realizations and this commentary to it. And so we're on this second, so having given rise to bodhicitta, this attitude of awakening, wishing to become a Buddha for all sentient beings, one then engages in the various trainings. So here, one follows the various instructions that are given. So the second topic here is instructions, which is comprised of 10 different points, beginning with, as it's translated here, practicing. So one engages in these various practices, which actually come sort of in the next topic of the four truths, because whatever is to be practiced is really encompassed within those four truths. Those things which are to be abandoned are the truth of suffering and the origin of suffering. And the things which are to be cultivated, to be actualized, are the truth of the path and true cessations. So these four truths sort of encompass everything that is to be practiced.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'm so glad that the candidate is not in it. Oh, Chamba Gumbi, Jesus Chamba Gumbi, I mean, Gilaman, I mean, Nanny Shija, Neggy, Juni, Bangjala, the net of Jamman, Temba, Chawatar, Speci, the check. I mean, Tuma, Judan, Teko, Pata, Teshin Lums.天使的车，啊，你现在绑在日本车上，怎么查？是不的？你们说连当着的，现在绑在日本车上，但日本车上怎么查？我的都是类似呀，那你现在变了，俺做那没没那个东阿着急呢，俺同不那的在这去了，那卡里里头让给那东阿用那个。나자땅에게내게규대가내말에내대간대지모내내대모간대지래도내대뇌증거로와어가래있는다내내리내게리망보여봐인정내대뇌증단내니시에자단내게규니빵자라서단내대뇌증틈나내대용사대가와니용기도규대가와니용기도아니세세세사당님마틱바이나세카레사님마틱바이나제람카레찬이연아래오다강달자중화이나래강달자내게용사기중궁규대짜고래스내니시에자내게규니단규대짜니아니규대빵차고래스내게규니빵자라텔라떼니아니떼네톱자스디내내비내래초위다내차차위다대대기지요라디다소속이레와도디디레디미유도디디레데네데데워네바데리슴데워네바데다간도미유도디로메미유디충나삼비다듬바로데데바로데디로다미유디오디게체도다내니시자내기균이데네톱자스데네데워리슴데워네바데간도톱자로와다디게체도아니메사교기요라오베테나신천이다간도코와코위둥알레미드바다코위둥알레타르와되바이나아니게당보둥아데 코이 동아 시에데 간지질레 시기레 아니 동아 시에데 요 어디데 동아기 나 신카레레세 아니 딘데기 동아기 거데 시에고레스 야 다나 도스지 야
So here as and Maitreya has taught, as Maitreya has taught in his Sublime Continuum or the Uttara Tantra, he has a verse which says that one, like if you are, say, ill, if you are sick, one needs to first know the illness, and then I abandon the causes of that. And what one is trying to sort of actualize or achieve is health, and in order to do that, one needs to rely upon the proper medicine. So likewise here, when it comes to the four truths, we need to understand suffering, abandon its cause, actualize the cessation of that through cultivating the various paths. So here we have to first begin by sort of understanding what is our situation. So here it describes how there is something to be known, something to be abandoned, something to be actualized, and then something to be relied on. And this is just the same as like when you are ill. When you are sick, you need to figure out, well, what is my illness? What exactly am I experiencing? And what is the cause of that? So unless we identify that we are sick, we are not going to seek out any kind of treatment. So first one needs to know that kind of sickness and then recognize like, well, what is the cause of that? How do I go about abandoning that? And then once one has sort of identified that, like when you're sick, maybe you're eating the wrong things or maybe your activities are wrong or maybe you need to shift something about your behavior, whatever it may be, relying upon a particular kind of medicine, you first have to identify what the illness is and what the cause is of that to know how you can get out of that state. And so too, our aspiration, like when we are sick, is to be in a state of health and to be in a state of well-being. When we are sort of going through these four truths, we have to understand first, what is the nature of our suffering situation? And having come to understand that, we then look at, well, what are the causes that lead to such a situation? And how can I go about getting rid of them? The thing that we are aspiring for is that state sort of free from those illnesses, from that suffering. And then we will pursue, we will seek out what are the kind of causes that I need to cultivate in order to achieve such a state.
Oh yeah, that deep ten on shinchin, ani Sanje Jumden de Gita, Manzola, Demba Shisung Yura de Kares, Tambo Tunga Shengores, Tunga Motegores, ne. 동아 규당 대곡바다 대신 람 시에차 빵자 렉바차 신 땜바차스 동아 시에바차스 말해 어 동아대 동아기 람시 아니 동아 시에바치고레스 로아 어다 동아 시에바차스 인 남기 딱발라이요 어 고나위 동아디조 규리 동아기 동아 고다 강반 나와다다 저거 나와다 어디서 동아기 동아래 디저 시에바 차 세상제 좀 된데 숨기요 말에 동아 시에바 디저 망제 심지어 창막이 시에기로 와 딘데기 동아대 레라오 시오레 시에바 차세 미 창막이 심지어 튼주 부승이 연재 저기 동아 차와다 창이 동아 창막 시행기래 어디 숨기요 말에 동아 시에바 차세 다 디난 텔레장 셈비 동아 차와 수고라 딜레장 모 차와 아니 주위 동아시지요래. 주위 동아시대. 다 남긴 가서 삭제기 대화도서 망쳐 수월해. 삭제기 대화도서 주위 동아래 수월해. 로아 남긴이 따바시기와 세신보라 차비 차고 세신보사비 대화 괴장보 괴비 대화 다 강따자 초와 대화지요라 초본 초본이 예워지 투표값라 초와 대화지요라 어디들이때 참마 삭제기 대화래. 디저 참마 타마데 동아기 몰 쥐쪽이래 가시 가시 무티네 땜바 이나스 이거다 세 신보 집에나 칼라 신보 집다 소소 가오 가오시오 여기 칼라데 무티네 배 땜바 이나 망루 땅아디 대화시오 용기도 삼니 디 망루 땜바나 강장진이 아니 디사타 동아기 몰 쥐기로 어 디사체기 대화 동아 이비 균전도 코카레스나 오네 대화 이나 삼매기 대화에는 가제 니기 주 가제 망어 땜바 점지 대화 치루 도고래 삭제기 대화 시기 점바 주의 두마 삭제 주의 두마 디도 아니 그 삭제기 대화 디도 다 두마 이미 준제르다 곧 니기 주 가제 땜바 가제 마와 때나 아니 타마 둥가 치르 치르 조이 어 강다다 아니 미드바다 테비 둥마 더바다 차비 둥마 시에도 상마 줄이 둥마레 어 뒤도 상마 아니 둥아기 둥아를 띠즈 차기레 뒤도야 둥마레 스타 뒤도 둥마 마신게 망보 요라 틴조다 가와신기레 틴조기 뒤도 둥아 이버시 미 나라야 사제기 대와 대왕원에 레 삼바마도 뒤도 둥아기 랑신 이버시게 카보시라레 담이 담 다 감공마레 땡게 뒤조기 담 미저오지나 감공마레 땡게 뒤조 아니 되비 대와라 이중네 사제기 대와 뒤조 답에 둥아기 랑신도 통네 아니 되비 대비 감기 대화를 대자다 차네 강다자 초와 땅념을 내내 아니 수다 수매라 사제기 대화 빵네 안 초와 대비 초와 사제기 대비 초와 빵네 안 초와 땅념을 내 된게 니들 여러 어 뒤쪽이 사제기 대화 뒤쪽 네 동아지 라신도 통기요래 어 뒤제 지요래 뒤양 못해버 치고래 했어요.
So here, like this example of when we are sick, we need to first identify the illness, identify and abandon the cause of that illness in order to then be able to achieve a state of freedom from that. There are certain things that we need to rely on to cultivate. So too, when the Buddha explained these truths, he said we need to know suffering, we need to abandon the origin of suffering, we need to sort of actualize the cessation of suffering through the cultivation of the path. And so here, where this first says that we need to know suffering, we need to understand that it's not just the sort of abject, obvious suffering that the Buddha is talking about. We all are able to recognize that, like, when our head hurts, when we have a headache, or when our foot hurts, or when we're experiencing illness, that is suffering. Like, even some being down to the tiniest little bug, animals, all of us are able to recognize that as suffering. So the Buddha doesn't need to point that out to us. We know that this is suffering. But this is a very coarse, gross level of suffering. If we think a little bit more subtle than that, there is what's called the suffering of change. And this really is referring to those things that we call contaminated happiness. Like something like, say, delicious food or really soft, nice clothing. We think of these things as being happiness. Like, oh, I really enjoy this food. But if they were really, truly happiness, then no matter how much we engaged in them, our happiness would just increase. But we can see that what actually happens, like if we have some sort of food that we really like, it's not as though we can just continually keep eating that and we will just be more and more happy. At some point, it's going to turn into suffering. Like you'll make yourself sick from eating all of that. So contaminated happiness, the sort of things that we identify as being happiness generally within the world, are actually sort of this suffering of change. Although it temporarily seems like, oh, this is happiness, it isn't actually, because if we were to engage in that more and more and more, it's not as though our happiness would increase. And so this can include things like meeting with things that we don't want to, or not getting what we want. These are kind of the sufferings of change. And a lot of beings, like a lot of humans, as well as like animals and so forth, don't recognize this as being suffering. They think that these are really true happiness. And so there are some beings who, looking at the kind of coarse desires of what we call the desire realm, which is what we live in, abandon those sorts of feelings and instead engage in a kind of neutral feeling. They are still within samsara, but they've come to see the faults of the suffering of change and thereby strive for sort of higher meditative states in what we call the form and the formless realms. But this is, again, not all of us are able to recognize this immediately as being suffering, but if we think about it a little bit, we can see that these things we consider to be happiness, these kinds of contaminated happiness, are actually really in the nature of suffering.
Oh yeah, that namjing ngato dewa la tzi tebe tini pena karayingo ta pinja chao chi, chopo chao ti, dunyurungbo mhatuk ti, ko chik thang na deji chao shiwa ta tizu changma kalay kalay gyu chao gire, deji de, roa tepi chik yin rinpo mhatay di pe soso mi gao yu na di tuk song na tai semla jibo tu xio toa di jibo di yin rinpo yu ma re khan sam zi jingi kali kali shuk chung ru tamadala pe na mi rao ji lo ka xe ji ma tuk ni ta tūkṣōna tā tūklōna lā tā kāo shiōr, tējī shiōr, nima chīngi tā tā pē chā mēpa pā tāo jīyōr, tā tējī shiō jīr, kō tā ñam tū pē chūsī chīk tā chā mēpa tāo tā, ñam tū tē tēnīng chūni. Tā kāngzāṁ chēni nima chīk sō, nī sō na tīki tēvī shūk tē chūngru tōni, tāwā chīk ñam tū tē, tāwā nī ñam, kāngzāṁ chēni āni mītila sīni, tā tī gyō tū tōrō chāna āsāmbi, āni kō tūngā lā gyū tōyā jī tōwa, tā kō ñam tū yā na tīni tūngā jēni, tā tī chā sīmbō tū mē nāng lā tā, kālē tū tā, o tīni kō mītī mē na yā gacī, o tī sāma gyū yī tūngā sīyā tī, kō tēwā lā tūngā, tūngā lā tēwā tīngi yō, tēwā ngō tōng lā kō tūngā rī tēwā, o tī sō lā sā chē kī tēwā kāntē chī yī nā yā, tēwā mā rē sī, tī sō sāma tūngā kī lā shī rē sī, o tī sī ngō rē.
So we can give a like example for this. Say there's someone like a friend or a relative that you haven't seen for a long time. And initially upon getting to meet this person, there's a, like a great joy, a great happiness that comes from it. This is this person that you haven't gotten to see in a long time. And we're so happy. Like for the first hour, or couple of days, maybe even, we have this sense of like, oh, I never want to part with this person. It's so great to be able to get to see this person. But it's not as though it's going to just remain that way. So say this friend of yours decides to just keep staying with you. After a while, after like a month, after like 2 months, you're like, are they gonna leave already? Like, how quickly can this be done? And so we can see that although initially it seemed like, oh, this is so happy, I haven't seen this person in so long, and we feel this kind of happiness, it's a contaminated happiness, because eventually it will turn into the nature of suffering, where we're wishing that, couldn't they leave already? Tempero.
Oh, dear. Kaya sasa. Hajang chakpa shimbo mewa chakpa tiizi yana di gyurna yan dunga tiizi jikmado yongyo mare sakche ki tewa tala hajang chay yongdi di jik gyuwa dhudi yani di juk du dunga di chenpo yongki res o di sangye chumdende sungu yongde.
So here, this is one of the types of suffering that the Buddha is identifying when he says that we should know suffering. So here, this isn't, again, actual happiness. Although upon initially like meeting a friend, it may feel like, oh, this is so great, I get to spend time with them. But it isn't going to remain that way. And so this is the suffering of change, in that these things aren't actually in the nature of happiness. And particularly if we have a really strong attachment to something, a really strong desire for something. On the other hand, when we are like separated with that, or when it turns, it's going to be an even greater amount of suffering, sort of proportionate to the level of attachment that we have to these things. If we only have sort of a little bit of attachment to something, when it changes or when it becomes suffering, it will only be such a little bit of suffering. But if we're really attached, really invested in something, when that kind of flips, it's going to be a great amount of suffering. So this is one of the types of suffering that the Buddha has pointed out.
Oh, that did it. That the monkey, Yamyo Yorwa, Manzo Tangmal and Yamyo Yoripena, Soso Chala Taoji, show the Chapaje on the Deva Shoy, that is right on the Pekano, Tiji Shoy, Pena Soso Koyaji, Chapa Shoy, Deja Shoy, that Malachuna, somebody, that right on the Chala Kadina, that Chala Chimbo in a Pena Motor Dogina, Mala Dinja Chuna, some be Deva Show, Deva Show, Yeti, Deja Show, Yeti, Tate Rayon, the Negapchi, the Chipo, sure, Digiti. What Deva Chipoki, Deja Chipo, Chiki Wangi Chumi, and Sajaki Tawaroa, Tate Digi Show, your Negapchi, the Gani Besho, Tawa Chipo Yore. What Deva Chipo, Chiki Chumura. That case is more than the taller to what that is. That is to do much of a show delivery, too much of a part of never delay. Kaisena, Rangi bet, what you move with the never charwa. Oh, Tangbon in it, motor tadin, call it Deva Shetaking. Oh, the day is Chunga Samamato, Deva Show, men are teaching to motor taller to Ayanaya, to Madi Sheta, your mother, or the lap by Inare, taller to what denashi, Mobo Kante Chilaina, Deva Katsi, Shukcheva Digi, Jutrodi, Deva the Jutrodi, and the Tumab Cheva, your race, yeah.
So a this is something that we all have an experience with. If there's like something that we're really wanting to get, whatever kind of thing it might be, whether it's like a car or some sort of possession, something that we consider to be very precious, when we have like a really strong attachment for that thing, say we manage to get it and we feel this really like happiness, like, oh, I got this really great thing. But this kind of feeling is actually, again, a sort of contaminated feeling. And I just want to know that sometimes I'm going to say suffering, but it's really a sort of sense of unsatisfactoriness. You get this kind of, maybe it's a really nice car, and at first you feel this strong sort of like attachment to it, this pride in having this car and so forth. But if it's, say, ruined, if we lose it, if something happens to it, we're going to experience a sort of proportionate amount of suffering to the kind of attachment that we had. So whatever object it is that we might be so invested in, so attached to, when that's ruined or taken away or lost, we feel a proportionate amount of suffering. If we didn't have that same kind of like attachment and clinging to those things, our suffering when it is gone or lost or ruined will be much less.
Dunga ibadet ta halam susu cewon namji ngosum tu tonggeng kapore, roa. Papa di mado duce di dunga ibadet ngosum tu tonggeng papi kangsa mado yomare. Siapa lakti jawa i duce dunga punne to papa mitan tempa i teh nyeba tamja tongsua. Oh, biarlah puji lapa kangla siapa ina lapa di kangla pu yobadet lapa di cowa sira legi mares. Pude mikla siapa ina mitek lamsang. Pude dunga ki rangsi yin bata lamsang dunga tregi yoko tu tsorto ki res. Papa namji dunga ki duje ki dunga de di namsi yin ji dunga pe chenpo ji yin ba. Chiba soso jewa namji lakti rupu shakpa nasi shengi maru ko dunga tregi yoko. O di namsi yin re, ta di duje ki dunga si yin di la sige. Ta duje ki dunga si yin kade ji la sige resi na, ani leba nye mongi shenwan du kyuwi, ani
So here, when the Buddha says that we should know suffering, the actual sort of referent of that, the actual meaning that he's getting at, is the more subtle level of suffering or unsatisfactoriness, even than the suffering of change. And this is referring to what we call the suffering of conditioned existence. And this is something that is hard for us as ordinary beings to identify. We use this term an arya or a superior, which is someone who has had direct insight into the nature of reality. And so there is a verse which explains the sort of difference in this. Childish beings, for them, the suffering of conditioned existence is sort of like when a piece of fur or a hair has fallen into their palm. Like when we have a little piece of fur in our palm, we don't really feel that. But for Aryas, for superiors who recognize the nature of reality, the suffering of conditioned existence is like a piece of hair that has fallen into your eye. When a piece of hair falls into our eye, we immediately recognize that as suffering. We want to get it out right away. And so for those types of beings who have had this kind of direct insight into the nature of reality, they see this sort of conditioned existence. And here, as far as what do we mean by the suffering of conditioned existence? This means that whatever occurs, it arises under the control of karma and afflictions, that it is lacking sort of independence or autonomy in that way, comes about through the power of karma and our afflictions. This is in the nature of suffering. And so for these sort of superior beings, they are able to immediately recognize that, the way we would when a hair falls in our eye and we immediately want to get that out. Unlike sort of where we are at right now, which is kind of referred to as a childish being, when some hair falls in our hand, we wouldn't even notice that it's there necessarily.
Oh yeah, dinjeng zata simje tamje dunga da dunga ge juta chawa chuchi la simje tamje la yebi dunga de pe koi simje tamje la yebi dunga de ta tuje ji dunga de re tuje ji dunga si di tamba le da nye mong gi xiawang du chiruwa lu yina re ta pungbo ta tso nam xie le da nye mong gi xiawang du chiruwa tso wa du xie du jie namba xie ba dini debi kamla yina suki pungpo, tsoyi pungpo, dusheji pungpo. Ota, leba nyemon chenji shenwan du chuyi pungpo ngate, dusheji dunga siyedere. Ta pungpo ngamshi, ta kandarjan, lenyenji shenwan du chuyi pungpo de. Oti pungpo de ye chinchela, lenyenji shenwan du chuyi pungpo ye chinchela, ta dunga jeganaji dunga changma, teni yonggu yore. Ota, ti dunga wanyante, dusheji dunga siyede, lenyenji wangki chuyi. Shenwang tu juwi pungpo de la sigo re. Ta lenyen ki shenwang tu juwi pungpo de, ta koyi simche tang che la, ta nga zu ne la chawang, to si zhe ne ma narme siye ki nye, to si zhe na koyi ne to shio chao de, si zhe che ma shio de, nyawa narme sigi yora, o ta to si zhe na narme ki simche tang che ki la, digi dunga de, ta chapa re, inzang chapa duje ki dunga la ya de, o ta simche tang che dunga da dunga ki, ju tang chawa chur chi siye ki dunga go di re, di ta cha so na tarpa to ki, Dita Matana Koala Korare. Mato Simja Tamja Dumada Duma Juda Chawa Chuchi Lai the Gonavi Duma Tamla Sigi Yomare. Gonavi Duma the Simja Tamjala Yomare. Ya Jui Dumalaya Sigi Yomare. Jui Duma the Simja Tamjala Yomare. Jui Duma the Devi Kamji Simja Tang. And someday Tambuniwa Sumbapa to Yore. Someday Shiwada Sume Kamla Jui Duma Yomare. Oh, Dinja Tang. Simja Tamja Dumada Dumagi Judan Chawa Churchi Lady Lenyengi Shiawan to Jui Pumbo Dindichik that Chawa Churchi did Mewa China and Koala Tarium Gyor or Dindichis Yurta.
So here, like we recited in the Jorja Puja, when we say may all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, here we are really trying to or making the kind of aspiration that all sentient beings might be freed from this suffering of conditioned existence, taking birth due to the control of karma and the afflictions. And this is the type of suffering that applies to all sentient beings. All sentient beings who are within samsara are subject to this. They take up a body, a life, what we call the five aggregates, either five or four, but for those who are in the desire realm and what we call the form realm, we have these aggregates, this body-mind complex of our form, our feelings, our consciousness, mental formations, and something called discernment. And it is, they are conditioned by, or they are brought about due to the force of karma and the afflictions. And from the point of having taken up these five aggregates or four for those who are not in a sort of corporeal form, that is going to be suffering. We are going to experience the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and so forth. And so it is really these aggregates that are taken up under the control of karma and the afflictions that we are trying to, or that we aspire to free sentient beings from. So from all the way what is called the peak of samsara, like very high meditative states, all the way down to the lowest realm of what is called like the unrelenting hell, all sentient beings are subject to this suffering of conditioned existence. This is the suffering that we are talking about when we say may all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Because it's not just things like headaches or having pain, that is not applicable to all sentient beings, and the suffering of change is not applicable to all sentient beings. There are those, and this gets it sort of into cosmology, but the kind of higher, the fourth concentration, there's one, two, three, the fourth level of meditative concentration within the form realm, and then the formless realm, where one doesn't have a corporeal kind of body, those beings do not experience the suffering of change, and let alone the suffering of suffering, but they are still subject to rebirth due to their karma and afflictions. So when we make that kind of aspiration, what we are really intending is this suffering of conditioned existence that is applicable to all sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that do not see it, 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 Tindeki dunga ta, dunga ki dunga, gyurvi dunga, duji ki dunga sumde, duji ki dunga lenye ki shenwan, zo lenye ki shenwan de re. Ta dizo ki gyude kawa ni re si ta, ta ngilayi ba, dunga ki dunga ta, gyurvi dunga ni jang, duji ki dunga le tenye yongu yo re. Ta duji ki dunga de ye na, dunga shenba de. Tindeki inza ta, duji ki dunga lenye ki shenwan du gyurvi, ani dunga de la duji ki dunga. Ta kangtar ja dunga yu, dita ki gyu, ta neki neni shi sheja, neki gyu ni pangja la la yini, dunga ki gyu de pangja res, ta inza dunga ki gyu de kare res, na tini, duchi ki dunga ki gyute leda nyemong nyeri. Leda nyemong la tene duchi ki dunga pungpo di, nganzo pungpo nga di leda nyemong la tene yonggi yori. Tinte inzang, nganzi ki duchi ki dunga ki pungpo di ki gyute leda nyemong nyeri. Tinte inzang, kunjung la ya diya dunga ki jungsa di, ani leda nyemong nyeri tene yonggi yori. Ro, dunga ki dunga gyui dunga duchi ki dunga sum, dunga yongsu zoba, dunga ki jungsa di, leda nyemon la tene chungki yonza, leda nyemon nila kunchung tenpa, seo tindisi labares, ya.
So here, when it talks about knowing suffering, understanding suffering, it is referring to these three types of suffering: the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the suffering of conditioned existence. And really, all the first two are dependent upon the latter of these. That once we are under the control of our karma and afflictions, if we have taken up aggregates, this body and mind, due to the force of karma and afflictions, then we are going to have the other two types of suffering. We're going to have like abject, obvious suffering and the suffering of change. And so when we look at, well, what is the cause? Like in the same way that if you are sick, you need to figure out, well, what is making me sick? Here we need to identify what are the causes that bring about this kind of conditioned existence that is in a suffering nature. And the cause is really karma and the afflictions. And here, the aggregates that we have, again, this is like our body-mind complex composed of form, feeling, discrimination or discernment, consciousness and mental formations. These come about due to the force of karma and affliction. So the Buddha has pointed out that the origin of all of our suffering or unsatisfactoriness is then karma and the afflictions, which is referred to as the truth of the origin. What is it that is causing this kind of situation we are in?
Oh yeah, that leather pneumonia is leather pneumonia, getting it? Nazi, Dumati Pumbo di Lengi Yora, Tegi Yora, Tegi Wangiani, Dumati Pumbo de Lensana, Koala Korvas, your leather pneumonga wangi, Koala Kor Lade, leather pneumonga wangi, Dumati Pumbo di Lembalas, your Dumati Pumbo di Yangle, Yang to Kora Tema Mambotam, the Lemba Inza, or Dila Korvas. That in the Inza, any Koala. Dindegi le tela yang ani ta niga yong chogi re saje giwi le da nyemong se kunjung denpa la inji minji ki mige wa yingo ma re giwi le la yang giwi le ki kien che ne le ji wang ki kowa la kye wa yore ta jesa di kawa kye gire sina dine le mige wi le ki mige wi le dang ani nyemong nyi la tene, ta kinchung la le da nyemong sikore, le la kewa ta mikewa nyi yobi nane, mikewi le da nyemong la tene, ani dunga mangwi ne, nyendro siyete le kyeki yore, ani kewi le da nyemong nyi la tene, ani kesa te, ani tetro si, o ta midang shayi, o dinde le kyeki yore, o digi, ta soso nganzo namgi, ani le kare sana, Kawakigre, leg, detole kewala, leg karekore, nendola kena, leg karechena, nendola kegre, and it is all takarsure. Sheba ina, didn't tell a landor cheba ina, and then to detone, detrojene tar, and dungale tarwata, Mombarts of a song keva, said Yungi Oresia.
So karma and afflictions are then what cause us to take up such a set of aggregates, a set of body and mind complex. And so taking this up again and again is referred to as cyclic existence or samsara, in that we have to sort of follow after the force of our karma and afflictions and be reborn again and again. That's why it's a cycle, a cyclic existence. And so here, the Buddha has identified that the causes of this situation are our karma and our various afflictions, our bad states of mind, one could say, but afflictive emotions. And so here, when we talk about karma and the afflictions, karma is really referring to action. An action is motivated by a mind, and there can be either virtuous or non-virtuous actions, and both of these, even virtuous or sort of positive actions, are considered to be part of the origin of suffering, in the sense that when we create karmas or actions, it's going to lead to a particular type of rebirth. So by doing positive, virtuous actions, we can gain a rebirth that is a happier kind of migration, as say a human or a god, whereas non-virtuous actions will lead to a situation of more intense suffering in what we call the lower realms. So here, when we talk about karma, it is all part of the origin of suffering. However, we engage in virtuous actions in order to gain a happier migration, a good rebirth, in order to be able to eventually eliminate suffering from its root. So here, even positive actions get counted as part of the origin of suffering.
Oh yeah, that dude's just take a kunjung temba, meets in a dinner kunjung temba pongre, that kunjung in nane, leban yamong siedian, tartuna, ani, lenin yigitawa, let yam so yamong latin, yamong mena, let chicky quality to be your mare, pena, let the quality sabendra of the red, yamong the chuda lu, sadaujire. Should I lose Sadoji Meba in a Sabian Jipuki Nuguji Tugumarawa or Le Yuna Yang Yemon Mena? Any quality Tugumari, Le Chipu, Tindinza, Yemonte, that sort of quality Jiki Jui, Zote, Yemore, Yemongi Nangne, Yemona Deja Kondo Wangi, Le Cheva Yorte, Migi Le, so Tuxade, and in Yemongi Nangne, Tinik, Tatu Chiba Tangzin said, Ma Yamdu, not the Batuba Zimbi Tenzin Latin.
So here, the truth of the origin of suffering is identified as karma and the afflictions. However, primary among these is really our afflictive emotions, because even if we have many karmas or actions that we have performed in the past, without our afflictive emotions, they can't ripen into results. So, for example, like if we have a seed, a karma is like a seed, and that can bring forth a result, but our afflictions are like the sort of soil and water and fertilizer heat that brings that into fruition. So among these two causes that the Buddha has identified in the truth of the origin of suffering, karma and the afflictions are really primary. And among our various afflictive emotions, like attachment and anger and hatred and jealousy and so forth, the fundamental, the most important of those is this grasping at an I or a self as being truly existent. We have this sense of I, and then from that there's attachment, there's anger, there's all of the various afflictions, and due to that we then engage in various actions or karmas. So here, when it comes to the truth of the origin of suffering, the most subtle sort of understanding of that is getting at what the root cause, as in our grasping at an I, grasping at a truly
existent I. Oh yeah, that Koyitawa, Rangi Sumba
So, this grasping at a self, grasping at an I as truly existent, is the ultimate, kind of the most subtle root or cause of our cycling, our suffering. And so, therefore, that is what the Buddha has identified as like the ultimate subtle sort of origin of our suffering. And if we are to eliminate that, if we can get rid of what is called this fundamental ignorance, this grasping at an I, grasping at a self, then there is a kind of freedom from that. A separation from that that is achieved when one has eliminated this cause. So this ignorance or this grasping at a self or an I is the source of all of our other afflictive emotions, our attachment, our anger, our hatred, and so forth. And so if we get rid of that, there is a state of freedom from that. There is a state that comes about within our mind wherein we have eliminated those afflictive emotions. So there is this possibility of removing it, and what we term this state that is freed from those afflictions is a true cessation. When we have eliminated the afflictive emotions, particularly that grasping at an I within our own continuum, we achieve what is called a true cessation.
Oh, the gokdenche. That dindegi gokdende semgi girangi semgi dindegi takzing tedang chawa meba chsoala chawi meba de chawala ane lamjik dumni bet lamjik la lava am yana lamjik jula jene di meba segore mato ane lam ma jewa tagas melam jaba tsamgi di tene meba troya yo mare ta karichena tangzingi nyembo ta tangzing tindegi rangi rangi tena rangi gila tongma meba ne yewe taku chubi zimba de chinji lo yimba jik xene ane digile jendu tong ne ane di jendu tong lo 친지로도 똑비로 어다 강다자 딱 매바 똑비 리비 제바체네 딱 승에데 간데지디 있으라 스기레 데드기 땡에 템모마라 예담메 랑 딘디기 당진디기 유 따도 추바데 예담메 데메나 아니 따도 추비 짐바데 친지로 임바 어 딘데 딘데 셰요 디 짬바 딘데게 똑비 아니 로스나 미 람데라 담메 똑비 셰라 어다 디 당 어다 디라 아니 람기 덴바스 다 디기 담메바 모숨도 통용디 잠바 아니 다도 드비 짐비 짐바스야데 에 원주데 메바차 다디 무티네 고미용디 디기 다도 드비 짐비 짐바 바자당 제바 바 사변도 제바 빵용디 디니 람기 셈기 기라 아니 딱진다 딱진디기 사변야 메바차용디 아니 고파스야데 토베요레 어 근데 자 람템버 차스에 고방문도 차 람템버 차라야 되리 고방문도 차스디 고바톱을 치고레스 고바톱자레스 만족이 땐도 대화대 되리 고고대 고바대 다 대토발라 람고무고레스 어디 산지 좀 된데 되니 람기 템바스에 고바톱적이 탑 람기 템바스 어 근데 숨바
So, in order to get to that kind of true cessation, that state of freedom from our suffering and the causes of that suffering, we need to generate within our mind particular what are called paths, states of mind that allow us to then be able to counteract, to get rid of that fundamental cause of our suffering. So by cultivating the antidote, by developing that within our own mind, we are able to eventually achieve this cessation, this freedom from those afflictive emotions. And so it begins by looking at, well, this grasping at an I, this holding to this like really truly existent I, we have to first see that this is mistaken, see that this is something faulty. Like we can begin by examining, like we have the sense of an I, but when we try to actually see how it is existent, and begin to investigate that, we use reasoning and analysis in order to determine that the I, this self, doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears to us. So by cultivating the kind of understanding that comes through this reasoning and analysis, one is able to develop the antidote that actually eliminates that kind of origin of our sufferings. And so it is then what we refer to as the truth of the path, those kinds of minds that one generates that act as an antidote to that grasping at a self, and in particular, this direct realization of selflessness. This sort of mind acts as an antidote, and by cultivating that again and again, by meditating that again and again, we are able to get to a point where we eliminate that grasping at a self, together with all of its sort of seeds or predispositions, as we have been accustomed to this since beginningless time. So here, true cessation is that state of freedom. It's the thing that we are trying to obtain. And the truth of the path is the methods by which we are able to actualize that. So here, it's usually referred to as the cessation is to be actualized, and the path is to be relied on. We are able to achieve such a state of happiness, such a state of stable, lasting freedom by cultivating within our mind the proper sort of antidotes, the proper paths that then allow us to eliminate the causes of our suffering.
Oh yeah, that's all the nang me da ta kap su baba ngat di ma khasan tu ngat ba kor she da de ni kun jung de ba she di kap su tu ngat she ba cha sie de miksa du ya tu ngat she ba che tu de tu ngat she ba cha sie de zo ani tu ngat ge ngo rang shi ka re re di she ba che de re pe na ngadzol dunga yore dunga ki rangshin te rangshin temba chuba re rangshin tokpe takpa zangre o dishe ma chigo re siye de re o dunga ki rangi ngo te temba chuba mayin zang ko meba suye yore kasi temba chumna dunga temba chumna tini tar dunga meba suye yo ma re tini tela lam gomne dunga ki gyude pangaya yo ma re gyude ki nyembo lam gomya yo ma re lam gomna ya nyembo la ne tuki ma re dunga temba chuk kunjung tempa chuk, lam tempa chuk, kwa tempa chuk sona, tini tapshe kaya yo mare, dunga pangan tuki mare, kunjung pang tuki mare, lam gomni kunjung la neba chi tuki mare, o tinte yinzang, dunga tempa chuba mare, kunjung tempa chuba mare, dunga pang tuki re, kunjung pang tuki re, o ti delama sungi yorita.
So here, on this occasion, in this text of the commentary to the Ornament for Clear Realizations, what we are looking at here in terms of like what is the nature of suffering, investigating the nature of suffering, it is realizing that this kind of suffering that we experience is not something which is like inherently existent or not truly existent, but rather is something that is merely designated. It exists, we experience this, but it's not really truly existent. If it were the case that the truth of suffering and the truth of the origin of suffering and the truth of cessation and the truth of the path were really truly existent, then there would be nothing that we could do to eliminate our suffering. It's sort of like they would become fixed in such a way that we can't alter or can't change anything. So rather than here where it says like know the truth of suffering or abandon the origin of suffering, it is also having an understanding that these are not like really truly existent, but rather are something that are merely sort of designated. So this is the context of the kind of description that's being given here in this text.
Oh yeah, that ni kang chik lo kang chis se ta ma kyun ju de ba kor de lo sha te ni. Wa de ni ta de wa de sa la kyun ju la kyun ju wa la tong ba ni ta su la so ba gyur chu ba ta. Kyun ju de ba la tong ba la kyun ju de ba la tong ba la su kyun ju wa la kyun ju de ba la ko la ta ma tong ba la ani chi tang tong ba ni tang ani su la so ba gyur chu ba sa. Zula soba sakche ki gyul gyula ani kunjung dang sakche debi rigla dungas namji tanya chitang yore sakche ki gyui rigla gyui chatela kunjung sakche debi chala dungas o zula soba gyur kyuba siti kunjung la ore sakche gyur gyur ki chala na kunjung denpa o tongpa ni dang kunjung denpa ta zula soba gyur kyuba ta ta mi deba siti o zheba tamche dang chawa jikba yinba dēmbār mēbā tām, dēmbār chūpi ngō yīmbā, jīkbā yīmbā, tām yīdēbā. O dīndē nī jī, yīmbā nī jī, anī sūlā sōpa nī sī, tā sūlā sōpa gyūrī sācē, gyūrī kyūvī, sācē gyūrī kīnchūng dēmbā nī sī wūrā, sūlā sōpa sācē gyūrī kyūvā nī, kīnchūng dēmbā tēnī, anī kīnchūng wātāng, gōpātāng 그 깨가 텐탑을 깨가 쳐봐야 요 말에서 텐탑을 깨왔다 텐탑을 갚아 군중 갚았다 어디야 요 말에서 그네 녀몽받아 나바 창와스디 텐탑을 아니 군장 텐탑을 끼네 녀모야 말 텐탑을 나바 창와디네 요 말에서 어다 강다자 어 대 텐탑을 투비 아니 깨가다 요 말에 군장 요 말에서 군장라나 나도나 그네 녀몽받라나 다 되자라스 콘도 나바 창와라나 대발라다 기위 기위 치치 디도라 수고라 어 디도 된 담바라 끼네 녀몽바야 요 말에 된 담바라 아니 나바 창와야 요 말에 소다 강다르자 어 딘데기다 디탐제 된 담바라 매바레 수고로 나바 창위 체제 많이 넣어서 된 담바라 아니 끼네 녀몽바다 나바 창위 체제 많이 넣어 시에차와 당스 어디 끼준 된발라 돈바데레야
So to read something from the text for today, here, again, there aren't page numbers, but within these 10 instructions, and the instructions about the truth here, concerning the second truth of origination, and I'm just going to read the section and then give the sort of, so this is the instructions regarding the second truth, the truth of the origin of suffering. And it reads, because causes such as form and so forth and emptiness are not different. Form and so forth have no origination, cessation, affliction, or purity. So here, when it comes to these four truths, they aren't like ultimately really truly existent. So here we have those things which bring about sort of contaminated actions, and then we have the side of eliminating that kind of contaminated action through cultivating the path. We are able to achieve a true cessation, whereas on the other hand, by engaging in our karma and afflictions, that brings forth suffering. But ultimately speaking, this isn't like really truly existent as the origin of suffering. So here where it says like causes such as form, whatever it is that is the cause of future suffering, is also is in the same nature as emptiness, in that they are not ultimately truly existent, not inherently existent. There is no inherently existent suffering and no inherently existent origin of suffering, no inherent cessation of that, and no inherent path that allows us to achieve that, but rather they are empty of such inherent or true existence. So when it comes to the kind of origin, in terms of the karma and afflictions that lead to the various sufferings that we experience, as well as the cessation, the freedom from that, these are not ultimately or really truly existent. So where it says, like, have no origination, cessation, affliction, or purity, this means that ultimately, like really truly existently, they don't have such origination, cessation, affliction, or purity. So that's the kind of instruction that is given on the second truth of origination. So we don't have a lot of time today, but if there is a question or
no. Yeah.
So we'll stop there for today. Let's just think about it. And then we'll be going to the final long run prayer back from the Georgia Puja.
So that's in the middle of the page on page 13. And it says, thank you, Mother.